Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, finally, we got to my submission for what Hugh Douglas should be for Halloween. I'm thinking Annie.
No question.
I refuse.
Why?
I'm wearing no dress. Damn sure ain't dressing up with a red wig.
With a red curly wig.
It's one day out of the year. Freckles. Come on, I mean, how often do we ask you to do that?
Come on, Hugh.
Right,
do it for the show.
I've already prostituted myself enough on this radio station.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now you want to get amnesia.
Well, the whole town has amnesia about the quarterback, so I mean, yeah, we might as well. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Style points. Do you need it on Sunday over the Giants? Eagles are a 7.5 point favorite. Now, we are monitoring the injury situation because the Eagles are likely not going to be whole on the offensive side. A.J. Brown has a practice this week. We'll see if he's out there today. Hamstring injury. I am wondering when that hamstring injury was suffered because it didn't seem like he suffered one during the game on Sunday. So we'll see. Sirianni will speak later, and we'll see what he says about A.J. Brown. But I need style points. I need the Eagles to win this game by double digits, shake off what happened against this team 2 weeks ago, and show me they're ready to turn the corner, because when we come out of the bye, it is Green Bay, Detroit, and Dallas. Like, this thing's about to get real. This is like a tune-up game before it gets real. Hugh Douglas lowering the bar over there says, win the win. We'll get back to all your phone calls, including Tri-Day, what should Hugh be for Halloween? But let's hear from Dave Dabrowski, because last time we did, Hugh, it was his end-of-season press conference. He spoke. He caused the whole stir with his Bryce Harper comments. And then, of course, Scott Boras responded. And then there's been rumors out there that, maybe the Phillies would trade Bryce Harper. We've talked about that, all that kind of stuff. So yesterday, Dave Dabrowski went on the Foul Territory podcast, and he tried to put the fire out when it comes to Bryce Harper and his future with the Phillies. Here's Dabrowski on Foul Territory.
First of all, I mean, to me, Bryce Harper is one of the best players in the game of baseball. And when I say he didn't have, they asked me, what type of year did you think he had? And I said, he had a very good year. I don't think he had an elite year. And when I say that, when I think of Bryce Harper, it's a compliment, because the reality is there are, I don't know, 8-10 players in the game of baseball every year. When they're not, let's say, in the MVP consideration, for whatever reason, sometimes it can be an injury factor, sometimes they just have a bad year, but whatever, it's not an elite year for them. So the reality is that he's a great player. He's a future Hall of Famer. This thing's got a life of its own. Now I've been reading that, the Phillies may trade Bryce Harper. That couldn't be further from the truth. We love him. I think he's a great player. He's a very important part of our team.
Can I just say something before you start?
Sure.
Dave, stand on business, man. I mean, because you had a whole lot of bravado last week when you said that. It sounded like somebody ran in your office and kind of checked you. You sound like you got checked by Boras or Bryce Harper.
But or you Middleton.
Because you threw that out there. And to be totally honest, with all due respect, you said it with more bravado when you said it. You sound a little timid right there when you were saying it. Like somebody told you, you got a lot of nerve to say it. You said what you said, and you got to know, Joe, in certain situations, when you're in a relationship, there are certain things that when they come out your mouth, you have to know that there are going to be some consequences. You said he wasn't elite. You compared him to Freddie Freeman. You said Freddie Freeman's still a good player, but he's not elite. And when you do that, let me help you out here, because when you make that comparison, yeah, Freddie Freeman is still a good player, but he's not the elite player that he was 3 years ago. So when you make that comparison to Bryce Harper, you're not making it on a one-year comparison. Not to most people that heard you make that comment. When you make that comment and you compare him to Freddie Freeman, even though Freddie Freeman is a really good player, you make it sound like Bryce Harper's falling off.
And you hope that
he could get back to what it was, but you don't think that that's the case. That's the way you frame that. You've been in this game a long time, bro. You have to know that the way you word things really matters.
Yeah, so,
semantics.
Well, yeah, right. He yesterday he tried to take a fire extinguisher to the fire he started.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be clear about this. This was my point 2 days ago. In the 6-7 years he's been here now, no one from the Phillies has ever talked about Bryce Harper like that. So it led to speculation. I mean, it led to speculation on the future of Bryce Harper. Now, he tried to put that out yesterday, but his comments started this.
Yes.
I mean, like that.
That's where we got this from, man.
Yes, and it caused people to speculate on what. Why did he say that? I heard Broads on Saturday do a whole show on like why, like what was the why behind the comments by Dombrowski. So I will say this. I'll go the other side of this. You say stand on business. I think he had to do this. If they want to put this fire out, he had to say something, because the fire was just going to get bigger and burn more. Like,
but let me,
because when the off season's here, they don't talk very often, right? Like, so there's not a day to day. There's not a game. So he didn't have to go on that podcast yesterday, right?
He
went on, I think, specifically for a reason his own fire he started.
But here's the thing, Joe. Going into that end-of-season press conference, mm-hmm. you kind of go over what you might want to address, right?
Totally. And you know some questions that might be asked.
You felt like, my thing is this, in that moment, whether you know you were right or wrong for doing it, you felt the way you felt. That's why a lot of times, like just as an example, when I have a tweet that normally gets me in trouble, the only time I take it down is when I'm told to take it down.
Yeah.
But any other time outside of that, I'm standing on business. And if let the chips fall where they may. He knew before that press conference. He knew at some point, like you have to know, what's called spatial awareness. You have to know if you make that comment to a player of Bryce Harper's caliber, that there's going to be some backlash.
Especially with Boris
as the agent. Yeah, and his agent's a bulldog. So you have to be prepared for the backlash. He didn't care in the moment. He didn't care. So now somebody that is higher up than you say, hey, man, you were wrong. But I believe that before you go out and you say something like that, you had to clear it with somebody. That's my belief.
Yeah, look, now the question is this over? Do we all just move on?
Nah.
So I think actions speak louder than words.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember the Jay Cutler situation many, many moons ago in Denver? I forgot what happened, but there were rumors of him being traded, mm-hmm. right? And he got mad. And he wanted out of Denver, and they traded him to Chicago. Like the relationship was torn at that point.
So I think that this is going to calm down for a few weeks. But is it over?
What this feels like?
If you believe there was something between Harper and the team going weird, I don't think yesterday makes it all go away.
You know what this feels like, Joe? A financial apology.
No.
I feel like that's the only recourse. No, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'll admit, because for whatever reason, a lot of folks are getting in their feelings about Bryce Harper in baseball. So I'm going to recklessly speculate about this to do. But when you throw out the fact that he's falling off and he feels some type of way about that, what better way to make me feel better? Give me some more money. Money makes me feel so much better in this situation.
Yeah, but they can't get him. They can't get him.
No, I'm just saying, Kyle, think about it. This whole conversation probably stemmed
from the money.
From money.
Oh, I think we all agree on that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So you went out and you said, I've fallen off. Show me I haven't fallen off.
No.
Dave Dombrowski.
No.
No, you show me.
No.
Yeah. You show me.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here.
They're spineless. They're spineless if they pay him.
They just said they
don't know if he could be a lead
reckless
again.
Reckless speculation, no. and you guys are in your feelings.
Stop trying to spend my money.
No, but what I'm telling you, sometimes money is the only way that you can rectify these kind of relationships. Think about it.
He signed for 6 more years. Rectify what?
Think about it.
What are you talking about?
We'll see you in spring training, Bryce.
No, but I'm saying, but you helped this situation out you throw money at it.
No. You want him to pay him over a comment at a press conference?
No, I don't want him to do anything. But normally, in order to make these things go away, money helps.
I wouldn't give him another dime. I don't want to trade him. I'm also not give him another dime.
This is me recklessly speculating.
I hear it.
Stop doing that.
Yeah. Why? Because it makes you mad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, but you just said five minutes ago, stand on business. Now you're talking about reckless.
Apologizing with money.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Standing on business.
Dave, the one that walked it back.
I know, because he put a fire. He started a fire, then he had to extinguish it.
He the one that put it out there. Now he's walking it back. So if I'm Bryce, how do you make it? No, Dave, that don't work. You know what makes it better? Slide me a little bit more cash.
But that's how we got here in the first place. Bryce wants more money, and they don't want to give it to him.
I think that. You know, this is probably going to get louder.
Sorry. So my overall theory after a week of this was about the contract. They shot back in public because they don't want to pay him. So that to me last week was stop asking for more money. We don't even know if you're a lead anymore. It became a trade conversation, and I think they wanted to cut that off. That's what I think happened yesterday. I think Dave Dabrowski wanted to tell everyone in the fan base, we're not trading Bryce Harper. But do I think if there's a little bit of rockiness to the relationship, do I think that's over? No. We'll see where it goes from here. 215-592-9494. You can react to that. And, of course, the Eagles here. Do you need a style points victory on Sunday over the New York Giants? I do. Kyle's with me on this. Lower the bar, Douglas over here.
Some of us have standards.
Wants to get out with a field goal win and pretend it's all right. Anthony in Jersey's up on WIP. What's up, Anthony? I was going to put Anthony on hold. We're going to just.
He sounded like he was in a spaceship.
No, or he's maybe backing like a truck up or something. You heard the beeping, right?
That sounded like a spaceship.
Could Anthony work for NASA? That'd be pretty darn cool if he did. Spaceship.
He doesn't strike me as a NASA guy.
Most people I talk to don't strike me as NASA people. There's very few NASA people. Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Will, what's up, pal?
All right, I'm just going to give my costume for Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hugh, we coming out with the big guns. I think you should be Megatron, baby.
Megatron.
Megatron.
Megatron. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, you know, he's a big dude.
No, I get it. That's a good one.
So far we've had Hulk, we've had Megatron, Gladiator, and Annie are the four submissions so far.
Yeah, anyone,
all right. Let me say this about Bryce, right, mm-hmm. real quick. I've been saying that after I saw when he didn't get that offer in the beginning of the season, how his playing declined, right? That is a problem, Hugh. And I'm glad you're starting to see it. And a lot of other people is going to start to see it, man, because, I mean, he didn't play like he wanted to win at all. Like, he just was there. And Bryce, man, like, listen, you got to get out of your feelings, man. You got to at least win a World Series or something, man. You had your chance to get that big payday if you would have came through this season. Because guess what? We have that type of owner that would have gave you that money. But see, you got so selfish and inconsiderate, and you was thinking about yourself that you didn't even think about the team. So guess what? Now you got to wait. And if you don't want to wait, maybe we do need to go ahead and part from you, man. I love you as a player, man. You've been great to Philly, and I don't want them to part from you. But you got to tighten up, man. Get that out of your head and make your money. You got to earn it this time. We're not giving it. All right, that's enough about Bryce. Now with the Eagles, let's go, Cal, baby.
Hey, see you.
We're in the building. We're gonna face the New York Tyrants. They coming to the Terradome, baby. The city of brotherly thugs. They not going to get the same play as the last time. You know why? Because our defense is full circle this time. We're going to put the blitz on them. We're going to have the Kobe Dean turn Statham Boo into Statham Poo. Because you know why?
Kinda like that.
This defense
like that.
Is ready. We already hyped. We're going to be blitzing this dude. He ain't going to have nowhere to run, nowhere to throw. Because guess what? It's strip search season, baby. And whoever takes the ball, they get stripped. And what I want to say about our offense, you want to see what type of run day we got? This is the perfect game. Saquon, I know you're going to do it this time, baby, because we already been waiting, and the wait is over. So here comes Saquon with 180 yards rushing. And guess what else? We're going to go deep again, baby. Play action is in effect. We're going to run it until you be able to stop it. Because you know why? We are closing our will from here on out. You know why? Because we're in Philly. And guess what? The fans going to be hyped. The team's going to be hyped. And guess what? We're going to fight. And we're going to knock everybody out the box. From here on out, no more possum, baby. You wanted the identity. The identity is winning. And the game's going to be 48-20. And guess what? We're going to keep blowing teams out after y'all see this on Sunday. So guess what? The Eagles is back.
But that's an all-timer. We'll appreciate it.
No, you finished. Yeah, that was.
Oh no.
Yeah. Do we forget the spelling, or we trip over some letters there? I don't. It's been a while since someone misspelled Eagles. I mean, we're due for one every 3 weeks or so. You got to grab it so we can listen again and just see what the hell happened there. Let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Steve. What's up?
So, on behalf of the you people, with all due respect, I got to go with Hugh, though, on the Eagles game on Sunday. Anybody can beat anybody. I think it's going to be a close game.
So, look, you guys could be right on this. I need it to go the other way. And Steve, if they get a win and it happens to be by a field goal or 4 points, we'll take 6-2 and we'll move on from there and we'll see where this thing goes. I just want to come in here on a Monday after one of these games and feel like, man, the whole team is playing their best football. And we just haven't had one of those yet this season.
Yeah. I wanted to speak on what Dombrowski said.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think Harper's going anywhere, and I don't think he deserves it. He don't need an extension. Like, come on, we got to get a World Series first. And then I think I saw him say something about, like, he spoke to somebody and they got a plan and he got the approval. So does that mean, like, this offseason we're going to really go for it and spend like the Dodgers and maybe throw in some deferred contracts? I still feel like they need a more balanced lineup. It would hurt to see Schwarber leave, but I also want a better protection behind Bryce in that lineup. That's not Alec Boehm. I would trade Alec Boehm out the door if I had to.
So I would too, Steve. Yeah. Look, I'm totally with you.
There's those two Japanese bats that's available that they're going to be posted. One, the lefty and the right-hander guy. I forget his name, but people are suggesting they should go after him if they can, like, defer his kind of contract maybe. And then maybe Cassidy is probably as good as gone. And Crawford should take his spot. I had another suggestion. You trade Stott and you bring in Ketel Marte along with trading Andrew Painter. I think Painter is being way overhyped. He's not going to be the next Paul Skeens or a Strasburg. I think I just think he's being way overhyped by everybody. And I just want to see him make a more balanced lineup next year. And if they also lose JT, I'm making a trade for Avi Rutschman. I'm going all in if I'm Middleton and Dombrowski. I mean, this year I really thought it was the year everybody bought in. And then, like, when Ricky Bo said, yeah, we were all bought in, and then what happened?
Yeah, the bottom fell out. Yeah, that there are two big bats coming over from Japan. The one I was reading about yesterday, I think that the right-hander you're talking about, third baseman, Akimoto is his last name. And Steve, if they've been trying for years to get a Japanese star here. I mean, the Phillies clearly want to get into that market, so they have a pipeline.
Yeah, no, they didn't want to come here, though, right?
But they haven't wanted to. Yeah, now look.
Well, because Shohei? Was it a pitcher? Wasn't
pitcher?
Shohei,
I think, is going to be found guilty with what happened yesterday with the gambling thing.
That's reckless speculation.
I did think about that. They cleared him quite fast. Steve, what's your costume for Hugh? What should he be for Halloween?
I had a couple: Jack the Skeleton or Optimus Prime.
That's a good one. Both of them are good.
I could see him as Optimus Prime. Steve, good phone call, man. So Steve referenced the other thing Dombrowski said yesterday. Let's hear Dombrowski talking about the offseason budget, which obviously is going to be a big story the next coming weeks.
Well, every owner is different with whom I worked. John and I stay in close contact with that. We know it's a really big winter time for us, so we've been talking about this for weeks. And I proposed something to him. He's given me an approval on it. So I know where my payroll is, and it's still a very hefty payroll.
All right, so that's kind of vague, but I mean, hefty. There's a lot of money coming off the payroll, so they could kind of stay where they were at in the last few years and have a hefty payroll, right around $300 million.
Yeah,
I think they have like $220 million guaranteed to players already. So, you know, the $80 million, $100 million to work with. There's plenty of money to spend on players
and a good bit of free agents.
Well, that's they got to figure that out first, and then they move from there. Look, I would love to import some more good players on this team. I mean, Scott Boras did talk the other day about the protection behind Bryce.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Harper, that's obviously been an issue. I've never believed in Alec Bohm as a cleanup hitter. I don't know why anyone would. So do I want a bigger bat behind him? Yeah. I would trade Bohm and sign Bregman in a heartbeat. I think that'd be awesome. And I'd make them give him a better chance to go win a World Series there.
Do we want to hear Will?
Of course.
Grow up the Eagles.
No, Will.
We love you, but that's an all-timer, Will.
Do we let him slide because it's Friday?
No. I mean, we can't.
Yeah, you're right.
We have standards.
We do have standards.
Some of us do.
He tried. The thing about that one is he tried to recover, and he got buried under an avalanche of the letters there. It just was so hard. All of them over the years, which one's your favorite? I mean, we have Sammy, who we were glad he was still with us when it was over.
He hurt himself when he did the chant.
Well, I mean, Chris's voice has gone out. We've had misspellings.
Yeah, Chris hurt himself.
Sammy, I didn't know was still with us, like if he was going to be alive afterwards.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey!
That's the one. That's the one. That's the one right there. That is the one.
Kyle, you know what to do.
They're all so good. And of course,
doesn't it seem like that always happen on a Friday, though?
Well, that's when we usually do Eagles chant.
Yeah,
Friday. People are up.
The only time it'll happen.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes perfect
and
sense.
And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
It's so bad.
I don't know how to rank them. I mean, they're all great. Yeah,
that's good. It's good.
Then, of course, once in a while, you have an ex-Eagle who screws it up. And the mayor last year. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it really, you know, my L back in the day, which I never thought was totally fair to me because I was just asked to yell L. It's got to flow. The whole it's a chant. It's the whole word, all the letters. You just be asked to yell L, and then it sounds terrible, like my L. There was what was Devin's? Was Devin's an E? Devin's E?
Yeah, she had an E.
When you just ask to do one letter, it doesn't sound right, guys. You need to do the whole thing, and then it kind of can flow from there. But if you just ask to do one letter, it sounds absolutely terrible. It doesn't work. You need to do the E, the A, the G.
You gotta assume that it's going to be used as an Eagles chant. So, you know, you got to give it with a little bit more passion.
Right, but if I just asked you randomly in the hallway, just chant the letter E. It's not...
E!
It's one of those.
No. I would assume that it's for an Eagles chant. So I would probably give it
more. But my point is it has to flow. Like the letters, they build off of one another. Yeah, if you just ask randomly in the hallway to yell L, it's going to sound bad.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
I mean, if that's the way you want to defend yourself.
It is how I've been defending myself okay for like 7 years.
Make excuses.
I am. Okay. That's right. Anthony and Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, you.
Yes.
Hey, you. What's going on, man? My fault, man. About earlier, I was I started off my day the same way you did.
What you talking about? What we do? Oh, okay. I got you.
I started off my day with a
yeah, I got you. No pancakes, just a cup of syrup. I got you.
There you go.
Well, damn.
That's inside. I'll tell you in the break, okay, Joe. Okay. I'll tell you in the break.
Well, damn. Hey, Joe, man, but I'm with you, man. We got to put hands and feet on them midgets, man. We gotta put hands and feet on them midgets.
And wait, we started off so great. We can't use that word. We are all inclusive. That's not the word. Small little people. Little people.
No, they're not giants, okay. They're little people. They're
little people.
There we go.
Little people.
Pipsqueaks.
Okay, little people.
Pipsqueaks might
people.
Be a little rough.
Nah, come on.
Okay.
That's okay, Hugh. Come on. Don't be a baby.
We got to put hands and feet on them little people, man. We got to, man. I need to see something before we go in this bar. Because like you said, when we come out the bar, we got Green Bay, the Lions. You know, the juggernaut starts, man.
Yeah, we got work to do.
We got work to do, and we should be rolling, man, the second half of the season, man. First half of the season.
Well, Anthony, you know what I want to do? I want to go into the bye feeling like we're going to come out of it in a big way. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? What should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween?
A big old nug.
A big what?
A nug.
A nug.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Anthony,
yeah.
We appreciate you, buddy.
You're not good.
Technically, we can't, you know.
Well, bad ideas so far. We can do a lot better.
Again, I'm looking at the list, and nothing has beat Annie yet. So, Hugh, that's your problem, because right now the winning answer is Annie.
For your sake, we need to dethrone Annie.
592-9494. Back to your phone calls here. Do you need a style points win on Sunday? And we got a question we got to discuss about Saquon Barkley in the run game on the other side. We keep waiting. Is it going to work out? Is it going to be and end up where we want it to be? We'll talk about this run game, Saquon, coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up later in the show, we'll guess the takes for Week 8 in the NFL, what everyone was talking about next week. You people, and of course, a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Giants. And we will try to figure out what's going on with A.J. Brown's hamstring, when he got hurt, if he's going to play. We'll see if he's practicing today. Has not practiced last 2 days this week. 215-592-9494. Do you need a style points win over the New York Giants on Sunday, or are you like Hugh Douglas? Just a win is a win. Get out of there with a squeak by a 2-5 team, and we pretend everything's okay. Where do you come down on the game this Sunday? And, of course, the Tri-Day Friday, so we need to figure out what Hugh should be for Halloween here. One thing we've all been waiting for, Hugh, the entire season is the running game to get going, which it just hasn't, right? The last few weeks, the passing game has been better, and they've thrown the ball way better than they have did in the first month. That run game, though, it's been stuck in mud the entire year. Are you still expecting the run game to break out?
Yes. Mm. I still think that Saquon's the back that he was last year. I think the offensive line has had their issues.
Without question, yeah.
Yeah, they've had their issues. And a lot of times when I watch the game, he's being hit behind the line of scrimmage or at the line of scrimmage. And that last year didn't happen a whole lot.
It didn't.
And that's where you see him not being able to go. Saquon Barkley can still run. He looks the same. I think his speed's still the same. It's just that he hasn't been able to get it going. He's been pretty optimistic about the position that he's been in as well. I just think it's one of those things where last week it looked like the running game got going a little bit. And I think it's something that as we go through this and we try to figure it out, it'll become more prevalent once we establish the fact that we can throw the ball better on a consistent basis.
Did you feel the running game was better last week? It didn't. I mean, they had the one run early where Saquon got about 9, and then that kind of set up the 4th-and-4 shot to AJ in the first quarter. But it didn't feel like that. I mean, last week, 18 for 44. It's 2.4 a carry.
See, here's the reality for me, Joe. And this is how I look at it. And I'm looking at it from a defender's perspective, yeah. As a D lineman, mm-hmm. In the trenches. If I don't believe, like, he's thrown the ball better in the last couple of weeks, but I don't believe it to be true. I don't believe that you can beat me that way on a consistent basis.
Right.
So as a lineman, as just a defensive lineman, I'm playing to stop the run because I don't think you're that good. And this is just me, people. So don't get all up in your feelings. This is how I'm thinking about it. If I was playing in this game in this day and age, this is how I would think about it.
Hurts, hater, Hugh. I mean, I hear it. Yeah.
See, when you do stuff like that, that don't help. That don't help the people out there that are listening to me. But I don't think that Hurts can beat me on a consistent basis throwing the football. I don't believe that. And even though the last couple of weeks it looks different,
I think the league agrees with the way you're framing it. That's the way the league seems to play them.
Because think about it, people. You're playing to stop the run every week. And the last couple of weeks, he's thrown the ball better. But you don't believe it's sustainable. That's how they're playing. Like a lot of, think about it like this. If we're a blitzing team and we blitz a quarterback every play. We're blitzing the hell out of him. And he starts to gash us. Like if he started to figure out the holes in our blitzes and we throw the ball and he's getting us, after a while we're going to stop blitzing.
You would think.
And we're going to start playing coverage because he's killing us on the back end.
Sure.
It hasn't been that yet because every game, if you look at it, even though we won last week, the score was 28-22. And there were opportunities, missed opportunities, I might add, in that game when we played Minnesota that Carson Wentz missed, that they felt like they had a chance. And if you look at that defense, as much as they threw the ball, they didn't stop playing the run. Like, think about it like that. They didn't stop playing the run. They still played to stop the run, and they were in a tight game. So that's how you have to look at it. Jalen needs to be, in order for the passing game to get, excuse me, in order for the running game to get going, the passing game has to be somewhat more consistent or more deadly, if you will. Last week it looked like that, Joe. You know, you talk about Devontae Smith and what he was able to do, 9 catches for 183 yards. That's an efficient day. That's 20 yards a catch.
It was a great day. It really was. So I have stopped expecting the run game to have an epiphany and a huge change. And like, now, will it be better down the stretch? I would think it'd be better than what it has been. And Saquon's averaging, what, like 50 yards a game?
Yeah.
I would think that's going to be improved from here to the end of the season. But they were at 125 last year with Saquon. I don't think we're getting close this year. And then now a lot of people predict that before the season. I felt like he could do it again. They could do it again. But I've got two reasons why I don't think the run game is about to explode. One, it has nothing to do with Saquon. First is the O-line, right? Like, we keep waiting for it to look like it has the pass. I don't know if that's going to happen this year. Are they ever going to get healthy? Maybe the bye week's the last shot for them to come out of it fresh.
They got a chance to get healthy during the bye week.
Maybe, I mean, maybe.
Like going into this, 5-2, 6-2, speak it into existence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6-2 is a good spot to be in.
6-2 is a good record, yeah.
And now you get a chance to get healthy, recharge your battery, step away from the game a little bit, and get ready for that run. Still, even though, you know, you say we have the gauntlet, nobody scares me, and nobody's put themselves in a situation in the last couple weeks that they look like they're world beaters. Now, Dallas looks better.
Yeah,
Dallas looks better. Dak looks better.
That schedule, you have to now throw the Dallas game in there because it's Green Bay, Detroit, Dallas, three in a row.
Yeah, Dallas looks better. So yeah, it's one of those things where I feel good about where they're trending. Now, are they there yet? No, they're not. And they know that. But I feel good in where they're trending.
So I feel good in some areas, including the pass games. But I'm stopped expecting the run game to just look like it did last year. So the O-line, it just doesn't look right. And also, I feel like it's going on the radar. Jalen's not part of the run game much anymore. I think that used to be a big part of their run game.
Yeah.
His numbers rushing this year, this is the least he's ever provided in the run game. Now, if he throws it well, it's ultimately fine. Like, it's not going to kill them. He just doesn't, he hasn't done it much. I don't know if that's his body slowing down. They don't want him to do it as much as he ages a little bit, or if they just haven't put it in the offense. He's averaging 26.4 rushing yards a game, Jalen Hurts. His other years as a starter, 52, 50, 35, 42. I mean, this is way different. I mean, he usually is at 40 or more a game. So that's also a piece of it. Let's hear Ray Didinger talking about the offensive line, which obviously is the catalyst to all of this. They need it to be great. It has this year. Here's Ray on the O-line.
I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, Juergens, who was a Pro Bowl player last year, has not played well. I mean, there's just no sugarcoating it. I mean, he just hadn't played well. And I don't know if it's, you know, he underwent back surgery in the off season, and maybe some of that is still lingering. I mean, he's in the Giants game. I mean, he looked like he was on roller skates. I mean, the Giants interior defensive line, they were just pushing him wherever they wanted him to go. So that's kind of where it starts. I mean, nobody's really talking about the center position, but that hasn't been good. You know, Steen is a first-year starter who's had his ups and downs. You're right in identifying Dickerson. I don't know if people really appreciate how good Dickerson was, and I'm sure can be again. But, I mean, everybody's focused. When I talk about the offensive line, they always focus on Kelsey, which is obvious, and the two tackles, who were great. And they kind of took Dickerson for granted. And, man, you shouldn't. I mean, when he was healthy, he is really good. And the combination of he and Mailata on that one side, I mean, they were spectacular.
Yeah, he's really referencing last year and what they have been. They're just not – the O-line is just not the same as it was last year. I don't know if Dickerson is going to have full health at any point this season. Juergens, we didn't talk much about it, had back surgery in the offseason. Maybe that's part of what's happened. And Steen's just probably not as good as Becton. So, Kyle, I've stopped expecting it. I do think it'll get better. Saquon will probably have a 100-yard game at some point. But I thought they'd get back to that. And I don't know if it's going to happen.
It's never going to look like last season. But I do expect some kind of regression toward the mean.
Back to regular?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not going to be, like, because this is bad. Like, the run game is objectively bad.
Which
right
is, we haven't seen that around here in a long
right
time.
But I guess really, because I guess I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't think he looks like a reduced or diminished version of Saquon Barkley. A lot of it's the O-line for me. And I think if there's one thing, one unit that I give the benefit of the doubt to, it's going to be them.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think they'll figure it out.
Well, it would change the team if they figure it out. Because to me, that protects the defense. You could run the ball more. You can have time of possession. You don't have to ask Jalen to throw the ball as much. Less. I mean, it just... Now you kind of unpack last season. The two best units on the team were the defense and the O-line. Like, you know, Saquon was the best player, but like those were the best units on the team, and neither of them this year are as great as they were last year. All right, 215-592-9494. Terrence Springfield up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Terrence.
Yo, Joe, Kyle, what's up on this Football Friday?
Terrence,
Friday,
what's
food,
up?
Football Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, with things starting to get in the thick of it, we need a Styles win, man. We need it. Guys, I don't like the stuff that AJ's doing still with the tweeting and the subliminal posts. But number one, like you said, we just got the mud hole stumped out of our asses a couple weeks ago by the Giants, man. It was embarrassing. I hope the offense took a step in the right direction last week, because the Giants aren't on our level at all. We know they came out, they had the energy, they were at home. I said last week I wanted them to figure it out, and last week they did figure it out, guys. But it's time to keep this thing rolling. And I heard who said it earlier. It's time to get Saquon going, man. And I've been hearing Jordan Mailata saying we're one block away. We're in week eight, Jordan. I love you, Jordan Mailata, but guys, stop saying we're one block away and start blocking. Block. Like, it's not hard to block. Block for this man. There's so many teams that's 5-2 right now, guys. And I believe in the next couple of weeks, the teams will start to sort themselves out about who's real and who's just staying afloat. If we are real, and we need to show that this week, and I need an epic beatdown. Analogy time, Hill. Analogy time, Hill.
Uh-oh.
I'm listening.
You know, when you're walking to school, man, and a bully catch you, and he whoop your ass. And
it happened a few times, yeah.
Couple days later, man, you're walking home, Hugh, but you're near your house. You're near a home. And it's the Eagles. They're near a home. And this time you see that bully, and you stump a mud hole in that ass, and you whoop that ass. That's going to happen Sunday. Sunday we're going to whoop the Giants' ass. We need a style win. We need a five-sack game on Jackson Dart. Mm. We need Jalen Hurts to throw for another 300-yard game. We need AJ to get a touchdown. Smitty get a touchdown. Touchdown for Saquon. Touchdown for God. Touchdown for you. Touchdown for you. We need the Eagles to get a 30-13 win.
That's right. About the same thing.
30-13.
30-13. Right, Terrence. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Terrence. Shannon.
You're getting.
No, you go. You go. Go ahead. Yeah, you'll say something.
Well, I just wanted to know what you wanted Hugh to be for Halloween before you did your Eagles chant.
Man, I've been hearing all these little weak costume, man. Hugh said be creative, man. I was going to say some broccoli, some green, but I'm going to say a big-ass piece of bacon. Bacon!
You know what? I can see Hugh in the bacon costume. All right, bacon. Let's hear the Eagles chant, Terrence. Hit us with it.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Now we're talking.
I like it.
Terrence,
like
good,
it.
Good stuff. Big piece of bacon? I've seen those costumes. Those become pretty popular in the last few years. Just the big piece of bacon.
I saw a costume the other day, but it's one of those age-appropriate costumes. You like where you have to have a significant other. Okay. But they were pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a family show.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah, yeah, you knew where I was going.
Yeah, and we. Yeah.
No, but I just thought I saw some creative costumes out there.
Why you know was – you saw like you were in a costume store or someone was wearing
well,
it?
Well, no, somebody –
furry convention.
Somebody sent it to me. I could dress up
as a
furry.
You're a fall for bringing that up.
I could do that. But I think it would be too late to get a costume because some of those costumes are like $3,000-$4,000. I ain't trying to spend that much money.
It's not,
I could have been a hell diver.
You are a hell diver.
Well, I mean, like they have hell diver costumes.
I thought it's a video game.
It is, but they, you know,
so you dress up video game. You dress up to play the game?
Well, no, you dress up as a hell diver. Or I could have dressed up as Marcus Fenix from Gears of War.
Okay.
That would have been a cool costume. Because, you know, now a lot of times people use these the 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
To print out different like stuff on the costume, and they put their own costumes together. If I would have thought about it, I could have probably did that because a lot of those people that have the 3D fabricators.
You have a 3D printer?
No, I don't. Oh. I want one though. I don't have enough space. No, I don't have enough space. I want one because man, if I had one, I would be printing all types of crazy.
Remove the 50 Transformers you put together in the last 2 weeks. You might have space.
You know how much a big printer? Because you would need a big printer to print out some of the stuff. And then you need the filament and all the other good stuff. That's probably about $3,000 or $5,000. Too much.
I got a question about potential outfit.
Exactly.
Does your clan provide uniforms?
Yes. Well, like it all depends. You could dress up as a Destiny player. Like Destiny players are in the clan.
I just didn't know if there was one like
uniform. They're bringing the clan mentality to Hell Divers too.
Why?
No, I'm saying it's
the clan mentality sounds so great.
They're bringing the clan mentality.
Why do you do this?
I know somebody's on the phone. Somebody's listening right now. What the hell are they talking
what's
about?
The clan?
Please just make sure.
Bunch of racists.
Please make sure you know whose voice said that. Please make sure.
Bunch of racist show. It's not. It's that's the name
no,
of the factions.
Huge video game clan.
It's, yeah, it's the factions, yep. People.
Get a migraine every time we go here. Joe in Jersey's up on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Gentlemen. Joe, and the costume is the nickname I gave Hugh, Black Panther.
There it is, the Black Panther. I like it, Joe. Like it.
Okay. So, guys, I just want to say this. It's a critical game. Mm-hmm. We have to show we're in control. They came in. They made us look silly on national TV. I was in Europe. I was watching the game on my computer. I had people blowing up my phone at 5 o'clock in the morning in Europe. We can't have Scatterball doing jumping jacks, flips in our stadium. Nicobe needs to light them up. I'm going to tell you this. I watch a lot of football. The Giants are not the same Giants, okay? First of all, I just want to make a comment. Dallas, Denver, the Saints, they had all those three games won. The Saints, they were 5-0.
Oh, and five. They were 0-5.
They turned the ball over five times.
Turnover differential. I got you.
Yeah, right. They turned the ball over five times. Now, guys, let me just bring this out to you. We played the Dallas Rams and the Chiefs. We were one play of losing those games away. The biggest difference is we know how to win. But I want all our fans to know this isn't the Giants. They play.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Joe, appreciate it.
It's Friday. It's Friday. That's what usually happens on Friday.
I mean, it's an obvious one, guys.
We've had some colorful content today.
This is your fault.
What you mean?
It is.
Always your fault.
What do you mean? I live your truth, people.
No.
This is an all-inclusive show.
No, if Singer Truth includes cursing on our show,
we can't.
That can't happen.
FCC violations. How about that truth?
But if you want to hear the curse words, just go to the Odyssey app because we can't
block. And YouTube.
Let him fly there.
Shameless plug.
The Odyssey app sometimes doesn't get them.
They get them.
YouTube never
gets
them.
YouTube
is
Wild West over there.
I suggest y'all start, before they change the regulations over there because if you want to see all the show uncut, go there.
Yes. If you missed what Joe was trying to say there, he was trying to make the case the Giants aren't as bad as their record.
Yes.
So I
used some colorful words.
Very colorful. I think you would probably agree with him, Hugh, based on the way you've talked about the Giants this week. They're probably closer to a 3-4 team than a 2-5 team.
They definitely played over their station.
Yeah, though. But the Eagles are better. I mean, like, regardless of what their record should be, the Eagles are better. And it's a get-back game. It is a revenge spot. It is at home. I do think, and you've mentioned this a lot, Jack. This is now four full games of tape the league has on Jackson Dart. To me, that gives Fangio an advantage in this game. And I think that Giants defense may have some big names up front, but they don't cover anybody. I mean, Bo Nix is pretty good. Bo Nix is a nice quarterback, but he's not. Bo Nix isn't a top five guy in the league. He put up 33 points in a quarter. Bo Nix became the first quarterback in the history of the game to have two rushing touchdowns, two passing touchdowns in a quarter. He just did that last week against this team. So, like, Jalen Hurts should light him up. He should have lit him up 2 weeks ago, and he missed throws. I mean, if we walk in here on Monday and the Eagles have less than 24 or 28 points, there's a problem. And that's even if A.J. doesn't play. Jalen Hurts should be able to light up this defense on Sunday at the link. Jenna is up on WIP. Hey, Jenna.
Hey, how are ya?
Hey, Jenna.
What's up, Jenna?
Oh, it's so fantastic to talk to you guys. I have a couple of points just to make, if you'll bear with me.
Sure, go for
one, it. One, I think that Q should be Thanos.
Thanos.
You like that one?
That's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm looking for 3D.
I think that's a good one. Lots of strength, lots of,
big dude, yeah.
Gumption. Yeah. Smash things. I think that's awesome. Second point, I think I, agree with you. I think we squeak by this week. And I think, right now the team's kind of in a mess and rebuilding period. And I think that, everyone is, praying to the Brandon Graham God. But I don't know that that's going to be the way to get us to a win.
Yeah, so before you go make your last point, the Brandon Graham thing, I'm excited that he's back, but we probably have to temper expectations for him this particular week, right?
Yeah, because this first week back hasn't had a whole lot of practice.
No training camp.
He's been working out, but working out is different than, actually playing.
It's not football working out, It's not, me at home on my Peloton, right? So we got to be realistic. And then the third point, if you will oblige me, I'm a first-time caller. I'm a long-time listener. My dad in 1992 bought me my first Eagles starter jacket. His name is Jeff. And I have my favorite player, Reggie White, and I have most of the team all signed on my jacket, and I wear it with pride still. Thank God it fits at 41. But it's something that, we grew up with listening to you guys, my sister and I, and I fought it with resistance earlier. And now I am a everyday listener, Odyssey app listener. And I just love you guys. And, it's been a huge staple in our family. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, we thank you for listening. Jenna, we're close to the same age. So I was in the starter jacket era too. Those were the best. I don't have any of mine anymore. I wish I did. I mean, I don't think I could fit, but I love those. Those are the, I'm 39. So like we're close to the same age. That was the era to have the starter jacket.
Oh, I mean, and they're wicked. They're so awesome. I'm just jazzed. It still fits. And, hey, Hugh, I wouldn't mind having your signature on it for the next time you're live.
Yeah, no problem. Just bring it down. We'll make that happen.
We'll make it work. Jenna, we appreciate you calling and listening and being part of the show there. Yes, I had quite a few starter jackets in my ear. I think everyone around my age did. 215-592-9494. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up here on all of this. Do you expect it? And do you need it? Do you need style points on Sunday? I do. Look, the Eagles are 7.5-point favorites. They should win this game. They should, get revenge on the Giants and at least get the split in the season series. I think that's everyone's expectation. They win this game on Sunday. But if they win the game 24-23, we come in here Monday, what do we have? We have a 6-2 team, but it's like, really?
Yeah, no, it's a drop the act Monday.
It totally is, except for everyone but Hugh, who will be carrying the act on.
Oh, he'll be doing I Told You So.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
If they only win the game by like a few points.
No, I mean,
you will.
It's been kind of like this the last couple weeks, man.
But doesn't that say something about them more than you, your prognostication?
No, it says that I have vision.
Yep, I knew that was coming. Yeah.
No, I'm saying because I do vibrate on a high level, and I be trying to tell y'all, but y'all don't want to listen. I have fire takes.
It seems
every day.
But there's some, like, we're missing a part of this. Like, you keep saying they're going to win close, but you won't admit they might not be that great. Like, those two things seem like they go together.
It's the adversity of the season.
Sure.
They are the defending Super Bowl champions.
COPING. All right, let's.
And they are going to get everybody's best shot.
Yep. All right, let's. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Plus, Jeremy Fowler linked the Eagles to a few potential trade deadline candidates. Available players coming up in the next, what is it, like 10 days, a little trade deadline, 11 days? We'll get to all that coming up. 215-592-9494. And what should Hugh be for Halloween? It's a Friday, Friday on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.